Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Drag racers and fans will take over Albany, Georgia as Grudge Inc. and Wild Child Bobby Childs present a weekend of action Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th at the US 19 Dragway. Both days, special guest racers from all over will be in the house. One time for DJ Grant, the number one stunner and butt naked out of Alabama. Biz out of Chicago. Big Claws, Mississippi Joe, and Gadget out of Mississippi. Plus, all of Middle Georgia will dominate the US 19 Dragway Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th as Grudge Inc. and Wild Child Bobby Childs orchestrate a weekend of action. Okay, let's get down to the details. Friday, the April 26th action features a $25 open test and tune hard tire class and a 5-speed hard tire class. Gates open at 6 p.m. and racing starts at 7 p.m. $10 admission. And Saturday, the April 27th action headlines a big tire shootout with $3,000 to win and free entry. A 6-0 index with $1,800 to win, a $100 entry and 20 car minimum. A 7-0 index with $1,200 to win, $60 entry and a 20 car minimum. Finally, a small block nitrous class with the $1,500 purse, the winner takes all. For the Saturday, April 27th action at the US 19 Dragway in Albany, Georgia. Gates open at noon. Test and tune at 1 p.m. And racing starts at 2 p.m. Test and tune's $30. Admissions $20. For more details on the weekend of action at the US 19 Dragway in Albany, Georgia, on Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th, log on to GrudgeInc.us or call Wild Child Bobby Childs at 478-951-9092 or Mick at 478-972-3281.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Talk Show. How's everybody out there today? Pretty fine day here where I'm from. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Got some racing in, some testing or whatever. But And we are, again, doing what we do, trying to talk about this racing, trying to make some action in the race game. Well, first of all, let's see, Sharon, if anybody out there, if you had a race this weekend and you want to come on and share it and talk about it, or you have an upcoming event that's coming up and you want to come on and let the Grudge World know what you have going on, I want to give you an opportunity to come on and talk about your race, if you have one this weekend or if you got an upcoming event. So, Sharon, if anybody out there want to speak about the upcoming event, before I go down my list and try to talk about a few that I know, I want to give them an opportunity to talk to the race people.
281-4414, your mic is open. 281-4414, your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, I hear myself in the background, so I don't know what they're doing.
Okay, just mute the mic and see if anybody else want to come on and talk about a race or upcoming event.
832-4401, your mic is open.
Hello, this is Alley Cat.
What up, Cat? What's happening?
Hey, man, how's everybody doing?
Everybody doing? I guess everybody all right, seem to be. Another lovely day. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell old Grudge Land out there, you know, Memorial Day weekend, we got lock-in coming up, which is May 26th. May 26th is a Sunday evening. Gates open at 3 o'clock. We're going to be at HMP, Houston Motorsports Park. We got a 70-580-490 class and a lot of Grudge racing, and we're going to have a truck shootout. We got a little twist to it this time. I've been getting a lot of phone calls from a lot of guys that got trucks, so we're going to have a little truck shootout. So I'm looking forward. Anybody got any questions, just give me a call, 832-343-4401. That's Badass Alley Cat.
All right, Alley Cat, you might want to hang around, so I might want to come on, might want to talk about something else as we get going on the show. Also, going to need you to chime in on this topic that we got coming up. Hey, just to do another rundown on some other shows, as Alley Cat say he got this coming up May the 26th. Also, looking at the schedule, what we got here, we also got HTI. He got one coming up, I bet you believe, on that Saturday, which is the 25th. Then we move on into the next show. I know coming in June, I believe Batman, Jeremy comes on here. I think he got one coming up June the 8th. But just to let you guys know, this show is sponsored by Grudge Inc., and Grudge Inc. has its first year anniversary going on in Montgomery, Alabama on May the 19th. So if any of you want to come out and join in the Grudge Inc. first year anniversary, and Grudge Inc. is for all Grudge races, so they're putting that race down in Montgomery, Alabama, May the 19th. So with that being said, also coming up, we got coming up here in July, not to forget, I think Roy James got a race. Roy Jr. come on and talk about, I think he moved his race to July the 26th. Roy Jr. come on and get more details about that. But just let me say this about this, what we got going on. We've been meeting today. We meet talking about this big World Grudge Nationals that we got going on, a 25-team deal. Man, it's something we trying to blow out the water with Grudge Racing. We got a big article coming out in Drag Illustrated with all the Grudge racers about this big mega event that we're putting on. So, and that's going to be July the 5th and 6th. And that's going on at Rockingham, North Carolina. And anybody that want to go, we're going to be charging the bus here from Texas. And we're trying to get all races who want to go, we want families who want to go, plan their vacation around 4th of July weekend, Rockingham, North Carolina. We got teams out of Dallas with Matt Jones, with Jekyll and Hyde crew, and Jeff, also with Tony Thorne them. You also got myself, Peanut them out of Dallas, going with a team of guys. Got Tree Man, Roy James and Twin out of Houston, and I believe Atticat and his crew trying to make that trip. And anybody else who want to make that trip, whether you're taking a car, just want to go to support Texas as we go to the East Coast, to Rockingham. Man, you wouldn't want to miss this one. It should be a big one. Rockingham, North Carolina, World Grudge Nationals. That's July the 5th and 6th. So, guys, make sure you put that on your calendar. If you need any information, get with me, and I'll try to give you a little more information as it unfolds. But we plan on making that one hell of a show and let them guys on the East Coast know Texas pack a big punch. I believe Batman was talking about trying to go with a group of guys. So, hey, man, it's a little bit of everybody from around here want to be a part of that in some form. If it's nothing but supporting your state of Texas, man, we want to stand up. We want to stand up. So, hey, that's what we aim to do. So make sure you mark your calendars. So, Jim, if you got somebody on who want to talk about the upcoming event or something like that, go ahead before I talk a little bit about what we're going to go into tonight.
Boom, your mic is open.
What do you say, Atomic Dog, Miss Sharon?
What's up, Boom?
And the Atomic Dog crew. Just supporting the show, man, letting you know I'm on the show, man. I got a couple of announcements. My boy, Hot Boy Ronald, has a race on the 27th of this month at State Capitol in Baton Rouge. I don't know if he's on the line or not, but he's a good friend of mine, so I want to get it out there. Hot Boy Ronald and the Louisiana Bad Boys is present a big dog shootout and whatever you know, a person want to do it at his event. To my knowledge of what he said he's going to do at his show. So if you're out there, Hopper Ronald, come on and let you guys know exactly what all you're putting on your show. But also in July, Boomer Wheels and Hit Squad present a street car class shootout, S10 shootout, not just an S10, a truck shootout, and No Problem Dragway in July. There's more to come on that. I've been going through a lot of things, man, with my family, as far as being sickness and illness, bro. I would like the racing world to keep my family in prayers, man. Matter of fact, my mom and my dad both are in the hospital right now. I'd like everybody to keep the people of Boston in their prayers, man, because they're going through some things also, man. And with that being said, Tommy Dog, I appreciate you for giving me the airtime and the racing world, stand up.
All right, appreciate it, man. Yeah, we do hope that everything works out for your family. Hope they be safe, man. We all, you know, if one thing is good to come on, man, with things like that happening. And the Grudge World show support, man. You know, prayers go out to whatever's going on in your family's life, Boom. And hope everything worked out, man. We just, like you say, we just got to put things in God's hand, man. And we know with him we can't go wrong. So, hey, man, you know, you just hanging out, man. Things going to be all right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Boom. Okay, appreciate you coming on, man. Yeah, I've just been hearing a lot of talk from time to time, man, about a lot of different stuff when it comes to grudge racing and how things happen at these grudge shows and races on the weekend or what have you. But, man, I just kind of thought about something. I'm always asking people to, hey, send me something. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to put out there in the grudge community? What is some stuff that we can talk about, we can listen to, some things we can learn from, or some things we can try to help make action, or we can try to understand the language. And one thing that come to my attention is about the terms. You hear people say, some people don't quite understand, and some people wonder why people use it. So these are some topics, man, I like for everybody to chime in, give your opinion. It's not a right or wrong answer, man. Remember, this is grudge racing. You have guys in the grudge game use terms for different reasons. So if the shoe fit, wear it. You know, people use it for different reasons. But the deal is you need to try to understand some of this stuff because some of this stuff, you know, might come up on you one day. And that term is, man, what it mean when you hear people come out? You make it right. I race you, but you make it right. What is making it right? Is he trying to make action or is the person trying to stop racing by using that tangled type of language? I don't know, man. Hey, what is it making right? Is it a chassis car? You got a chassis car? Do you gear the back half car, the back tie? Well, if you got a back half car, do you gear the stock suspension car, the back tie? I don't know, man. What do you guys think? As people using that term, making it right. So it's one of them things that all depends. Hey, what it is, people holler, hey,
listen, I want the back tie. I want 1-1. Or I want the clear. What are people saying? Give me everything in drag race. Is this guy just whooping? Is he just talking? Or is this guy using some kind of language in order to trick you? There's a lot of trickery language going on in grudge racing. As you know, we crossing state lines, and people will use language that some of us may not be used to, may not quite understand. So this language is something to be brought about to educate people on it when they come at you. Hey, some people use it to their advantage. They know the game pretty good. Some people use it to their advantage, and some people quite don't understand it. So you have to be careful because it's a lot of trickery can go on with this conversation, this type of language. So, man, we want to talk about this topic, man. I want everybody to chime in and speak about it. What is it? The main thing, man, is to try to make action at these races some kind of form or fashion. Man, you know, I got to take my hats off. So first of all, I'm going to take my hats off to Butler Boys. Butler Boys, you know, he did something. He coming out with a new car. You know, you got to take your hats off. He's trying to make action, man. The guy turned around and gave a car straight off the back gate and let the guy leave on him, and he coming out fresh. So, hey, you got to take your hats off to Butler Boy. Was it that day or not, you know, it didn't happen to go in his favor. But the guy, you got to take your hats off, man. The guy stepped up and tried to make action some kind of way. So, hey, Slack fans came out victorious on that deal, but I'm quite sure we'll probably see some kind of action with that going again. Another thing, and there's another big thing that's going down this weekend. I just want to make note of it because it's a big, big race. Everybody been waiting on it. It's going to happen again. As we all know, it's this Sunday going down at Houston Motorsports Park. We got the Grudge Inc. Back Half Champion, the Big Bad Birdman. It claimed to be the baddest back half on the planet. Well, we will see, because we got the Hyde crew coming to HMP Sunday, and the Hyde crew coming to half, just taking the East Coast back half belt from the guy from the East Coast. So he coming here to try to claim him as being the Texas baddest back half. What can you say? That race is scheduled to go down at 9:30 p.m. at Houston Motorsports Park. Hey, who you riding with? Man, you better pick your one before they go. It sure be a good one. So for all who can make it, Houston Motorsports Park, going to bring action with some back half cars. But, hey, man, we want to aim to have a great show tonight, and then we want to talk about some things. Guys, if you got something on your mind that's not quite on the topic, feel free. This show is for everybody to participate in. Everybody, if you got a question, I know a lot of guys sometimes call me. I know they come to me after the show. I get a call after the show about something because some people, you know, they don't like to talk a whole lot and they little leery about asking stuff on the air. But, man, all I'm going to say is this. There's no dumb question when it comes to grudge racing, because if you don't ask, then you'll never know. So, man, let's use this show to our benefit, to our advantage, try to learn some things, try to keep some things drag racing, and let's see what's on people's minds. If anybody else want to talk about the show before we get off into it, just let me know. If you got something on your mind that I forgot about, bring it to my attention. With that being said, man, you know, hey, Sharon, we want to go to the line to see what we got out there. We want to talk about this race.
DJ, your mic is open.
Oh, hey, I wasn't trying to get in, Sharon. I'm going to take me out. I'm going to hit the button a while ago.
Finger, you do this every week. You got a lot.
Hey, man, that's something wrong with the show. That's something wrong with the show doing that. It just hit me in the queue like that, man. I ain't pushing no button. But how y'all doing today?
Okay, well, since you're on here, you want to chime in on what the topic is about the race topic language? Is it race topic language? Or is it like people trying to teach this habit? You got a lot of noise. You got a lot of noise.
That's me with a lot of noise. I call you back.
Okay, then, guys, push the one button to help me out with this topic here. We want to find out about all this language people using. You hear it all the time. It's never going to go away. It's just a part of the game of grudge racing, people using language for different reasons. Push the one button. Let's talk about it.
You don't have any more hands up right now, sir.
So everybody want to be shot tonight. So everybody know everything about the language when it comes to race stopping.
So coming trickery. Coming out is Boom.
Go ahead, Boom.
I like to chime in and talk about your topic, man. I think what you're saying, Tommy Dog, is absolutely correct, man. These us racing guys do need to understand different languages from different aspects of the racing game because, you know, when you go to the East Coast, those guys are very up on talking different languages. Because I know I've learned one is let me start the race, you know. A person over in the South area, only in this area, we don't know pretty much what that means, but everybody knows what it means, you know. That means let me lead first, you know, giving them the hit, you know what I'm saying? Give it a back time, let me start the race, you know. And, you know, it is important for us to learn different languages of the racing game because you agree to something, you lock up on something, it's plain and clear said in the stiff about, you know, what the language was, you know, prime example, man, Don Mack had locked up. Man, Don Mack didn't have no agreement about what kind of driver my car was going to have. When he came to my race, you know what I'm saying, I was so busy at my race, I put a drive in my car, all of a sudden the race is off. You know, I didn't tell him not to put wheelie balls on his truck, you know, but at the same time, you know, I think some people do use that as a crutch to kill a race, but a lot of people use it in a way to manipulate the situation to get an advantage. So, but that's just my view on it, and you know, and that's why we call these shows so we can give our view and opinion on it. But we have to learn these slangs, we have to learn the racing language, so that we can have a heads up on what these guys are really talking about, and it won't be no unfamiliar language to you.
I understand it, but I'm going to tell you one that I heard that a guy used and Boss By used this one. And when I was sitting there on the phone, when I heard him use it, and, you know, I caught it right off the bat, but he had tricked some joker. And you got to remember, the guy was facing a dude, and he was telling the dude, hey, man, I'm going to race you, man, you know, and you come with 28 on, and we're going to lock up and this and that. And the guy, you know, wasn't really catching it because, you know, Boss kind of be slick and he'd be talking real fast. And he told the guy that, yeah, we're going to race and we coming. He said, you come with 28 on. And the guy agreed and ended up locking it in. But you got to understand, you know, it was 28 to 29, whatever it was. But you got to understand what the guy is telling him. He told him, you come with it. So when Boss comes to the track, you know, Boss will come into the track with whatever size tire that he wants to. And if you go back and you listen to the show when they talked about it, he never said what size tie he was going to come to, and the guy didn't catch it that he was telling him for him to come with that size tie. So, you know, you get caught up in this stuff, man, people be using this trickery language, and you have to pay attention to what guy's saying. We crossing state lines, man, we going different places, and we trying to get different people to come here. And so when some of them guys come, man, you know, I'm telling you, if you green, a guy will catch you slipping with that language, and it can cause some confusion. We don't want the confusion. We want to make action, but you got to remember, man, guys come with some of this stuff, and just like Vincent, a lot of guys here wasn't sure what the one-in-one was or what the clear was. You know, guys that use stuff on you, if you're not sure what it is, man, a guy will try to get next to you with that language. So don't be lame to the fact that you ain't grudge educated enough to know the terminology that's being used in this game. So guys trying to get the advantage, whether you bleed or trying to get the advantage, is not one way or another. So, you know, many of this stuff we need to bring up, we need to understand some of this stuff is worth it. For instance, let's just go for example. Let's take Birdman. We know Birdman has an exceptional fast car. It ain't no doubt about it. It's been proven that car is an exceptional fast car. Now, you look at him and you look at Tree Man race. Tree Man don't win down twice. Don't get me wrong. I believe Tree Man is going to come back and redeem himself. Tree Man stepped up because of the back half car and give Birdman the back tie. Really, that's really a good race for Tree Man, and I personally, you know, feel like Tree Man should win. But the fastest car don't always win. Tree Man hadn't won yet, but don't get me wrong. I believe Tree Man will be back, and I believe he will become victorious when he get it all worked out. But you got to take that same apple, and you look at Birdman against any other back-end car. With Birdman going out there doing what he's done with his car right now, you have a lot of cars are not willing to mess with Birdman, and rightfully so, I understand it. So guys got to find ways, because Birdman right now, he's high on a horse, so you got to find some kind of way to match up with that guy. If nothing else, you got to ask a chance to win a little money or get you a little fame or whatever, because to me, they will take a gamble. And so sometimes you put yourself in a situation, you know, you use the right language, you catch Birdman, them at the track, feeling pretty good, you might get what you're asking for. But then again, you might get tricked. So, hey, this is the language, and this is what we're talking about, man. What's good language? What's bad language? It all depends on which guy you're dealing with. So, I'm going to go to the line, man. I want the guys to talk about it and see what they think, give your opinion about it. We're just trying to make action, man, in some of these races, and try to make sure we get a lot of races going. Guys taking the gamble. Who we got
there? Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey, Trey, what's going on? You hear me?
What up, Tree Man?
Hey, we got old Birdman online.
Is Birdman on? If Birdman or Finney's on the line, push the one, but if not, we can get Finney on. Finney's here to do the talking for him. We can get Birdman on. Sharon, if you don't see one of them, get them on, see what's on Tree Man line. What's that
okay.
Little bit?
I wait on one of them to get online on that issue. But on that topic you got going, man, it's like this deal. You got probably a handful of people that really just want to race, man. I mean, just really just want to race. And I can sit up and name them. Birdman, for one, Roy James, Motion Racing, Jekyll Hyde. I mean, me, Birdman, any one of these cars on any given date, if you step up and say, hey, make it right, to where a person tell me, I've been making it right down through the year. I don't give a damn. I'm going to make it right. If I'm going to get a race, I'm going to make it right. But it's like this here. If they feel they can win, I feel I can win. I mean, it's all a gamble. Well, if they tell me turn my car around back, if I think I turn this car around back, I'm turn around and catch you. If that, you know, they feel like that's making it right, that's what I'm going to do. That's if somebody really want to race. You know what I'm saying? And then on the other, I can understand what you're saying on the other little old deal where you're saying, you know, you got to understand the lingo. Yeah, I know it's a lot of trickery to that. But I was just saying on the make it right deal. On the average, if a person really want to race, if a person steps to me and say, man, yada, 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 I need the back time to move. I feel like getting back time to move. Hey, we ain't got nothing to talk about. Lock this mother up, let's get in lane. But, yeah, I wanted to get that Birdman a feeling. You know, I was going to try to see if I can get action at Birdman Sunday, man. But I'm going to, you know, they got the other little thing going on, so I'm going to wait a week or two and let them go and do their thing. I ain't going to try to step on their toes, but I was just going to let them know that we're going to be doing it there real, real soon, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're going to do it, Tree Man. That's like me and you. We've been talking about something. No sooner I get my thing together, you know, I just hadn't had a chance to go back at it yet. But once I get it together, man, for definitely for sure, I'm not going to forget about you. I know you're not going to forget about me. I know the Brewers will want to see it, and we're going to make it happen. I think it happens. Like I say, I think I've got some testing I got to do. We're going to get that on the go. I've got to work some things out, you know. Hey, can you put that on? Can you get that on?
Tracy, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I'll get to Batman in just a second. I've got Finney and Birdman on.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, Finney? How you doing, Birdman?
Doing good. What's up?
Hey,
what's up,
man? Hey, go ahead, Finney.
Hey, I was just, you know, I had my box back in my mind. I was going to try to get at y'all something, man, but I'm going to stand down and get out the way and let you in that old high car through that thing, man. But I just, you know, probably at the next week, shit, we'll agree on a new date or something. We can go on through that head of race, man. Go get that thing out the way.
Oh, that'll be fine. I think all we got lined up right now is high this weekend, and then I believe we're going, we don't have nothing else lined up for another month or so. So we got plenty of time, and hell, we both hope we can meet anytime out there, Treatment.
All right, man. Like I said, I got probably, you know, whatever week we're going to do it, I'll let you know pretty much that week, a week in advance, whatever, you know. But like I say, probably the next 2-3 weeks.
That'll be great with us.
right, Chief. I'm gonna mute my mic, y'all.
Hey, Birdman, you want to let the folks know that you talk to the boys on the East Coast and y'all looking, the guy told you, y'all come to agree about race, you want to let the girls run low, that you stepped up to the plate and told the guys what your plans are, what y'all working on, and y'all aim to try to take down that, you want to let people know about that, because that's a conversation people are quite interested in.
Yeah, July 5th and 6th, we're going to be in North Carolina, and we locked in with the Beast. Pro Stock Joe said we ain't nobody if we don't travel. So we're headed up that way.
That's what I tell them. That's going to be a highly anticipated race, man. Them guys don't like to run turbo cars too much. But I told them when you come to Texas down here, we run turbo cars, we run blower cars. It is what it is. And the guy stepped up and said, hey, he think people are ducking him up that way. So he always told you, hey, y'all definitely going to tangle, man. That's one that people gonna be waiting to see. Just like I was telling the people earlier, you got your belt going up on the line this weekend against Matt Jones, man. And I just told him Matt Jones that right now actually holds the East Coast baddest backyard belt right now, and coming down here to HMP to try to take the belt from you guys. So hey, y'all guys gotta stand up and do what you gotta do, and Bert and Matt Jones them and. Him and Jeff, they're going to come down here and stand up and do what they got to do. Two Texas, Sammy Hitter's going to be going in it. So, hey, good luck to you guys.
Yeah, but they said we're not eligible to run for that belt up there. So, I guess all we're doing is a grudge race.
What does that mean?
They said we wasn't eligible to run for the belt that Matt Jones had, the East Coast belt.
Yeah, I talked to Jay Bonds about that, and, you know, Jay Bonds, I deal with his line, and, you know, I feel the same way. When you're speaking about the baddest of the bad in the grudge world, now, we're not saying the baddest of the bad in the world, because we know we got guys that do a lot of class racing. They got a hell of a lot of money. They put a lot of these programs, and they can go some exceptional numbers. We're not really talking about those guys. We're talking about the guys from week in, week out that we know are dedicated grudge racers. And all they always been is grudge racers. So, you know, that's kind of a little different state there. So you got to look at it like this. The guys on the East Coast, I told Jay Barnes, and Jay Barnes told me, that Tracy, when they went up there to run for that belt, at the time there wasn't no stipulations. They did not put it out there that it was only a nitrous belt. And so when you call me and I want to find an answer for it, Jay Barnes thinking was the same as mine. He said, Tracy, you're right. If you're talking about you the baddest in the world in the grudge game, I think it ought to be, you know, if it's a bag ass, you got a back ass, you won it. He said, I feel the same way you do. He said, well, let me call around and check with some of the guys. So actually, he was at the track this weekend. He was at Darlington when they had that race going on. Orangeburg, NGRA, and Grudge Inc. had that race going on. So I guess he went around and talked to some of those guys, and I'm quite sure your name is, believe it or not, is kind of hot and heavy out there on the East Coast. And when he texted me back and said, they said NOS only, I said, boy, look at them cowards. They said NOS only. You got to understand, man. You know, down this way, we know you're a bad guy, and it's only a handful of guys with backhand and some chassis cars going to mess with you. But at this point in time right now, you know, since you in, when you want to step outside the box and travel, hey, I don't see how they can, you know, leave you.
Well, we
out.
Want to travel. They all tell us we need to travel, but yet they say the turbos ain't allowed. I'm not traveling 16 hours to hear excuses. If they want to be bad, then they need to look at another lane. If they don't want to be, then they just need to mail me the belt and admit they're scared.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the same way, because we going here from Texas, and we going here trying to pack a punch. I mean, you're doing what you're doing here week in and week out, so some of them guys got to take a chance. But I got to say, hey, Bill and Certified, hey, they done already told you, you come that way, you definitely got action. If nobody don't race you, you got action. I have it go, win, lose, or draw, it might be two races. So one thing about those guys, certified them, I know that we are gamble, that we are race. So one thing for sure, you going out there, and believe me, you going out there and you tackling on the guys that claim to be the baddest back half on the East Coast is the beat. Now, he don't have the belt. Matt Jones got the belt, so I hope he ain't talking premature, because if you come out here and Matt Jones take it to you, then Matt Jones will be going up there at the baddest back half. So we'll just have to see, you know.
Let's prove that we can BB. We are not any faster than all these big cubic inch Nitrous cars. We can tangle with them, but we ain't running off. I mean, Hydra's right beside me. Peanuts outrun me. Hey, we can beat B just like any other car on any day.
Yeah. Hey, Tracy.
Not to travel, not race.
I understand that. What's your name?
Look here. What I can't figure out. Now, if Birdman want to run the beast, Postdoc Joe say you ain't bad unless you travel. What I can't figure out. All our baddest cars have been down there to Carolina. If we ain't been down there, we'd have made a schedule to go. But we ain't seen none of these big badass cars that they got ever came down this way yet.
Dream Man, I agree with you 100%. I done talked to some of the guys with the back half cars down there. That's one thing about them. They got their thumbs in their mouth, and they act like they cannot go no further than Georgia with them back half cars that they claim to be the baddest. So, you know, I agree with you saying, man. Some of them back half cars, you know, Matt Jones, they'll figure they got to go that way. If they don't go that way, they really not going to get no race. But, I like to see some of them back half cars travel to the east, from the east to the west. So, I agree with you 100%, man.
Pro Stock told me at your race, he goes, them guys down there do travel. They go to Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
That's East Coast, though.
It's you go to Dallas. I'm like, yeah, and it's further for me to drive to Dallas than it is for you to drive through four damn states over there. It ain't my fault y'all states over there are like our counties. You drive across Texas, it takes you 2 days. You go state to state over there. I drive through Alabama, Mississippi in 2 hours. I mean, come on. That ain't traveling. It takes me 7 hours to get to Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, I tell them the same thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, Pro Stock be telling them guys out there, I hear him on this show, he calls, he's trying to tell some of them guys that claim to be the biggest, the baddest, or whatever, that they're going to have to make some trips out there, you know. So, hopefully, for the years up sometimes,
we're going to come out there and spank their ass. All these Texas guys are going to show up there, and we're going to take them, clean the house with them.
Yeah, we definitely... 4th July weekend, planning on going out of there like we did. We went to Mississippi. We didn't pay out a bet, but we gave him a fight in Mississippi a couple of years ago. But, hey, we're going all the way to the East Coast this time, and a lot of good cars are going. So, man, I think it's going to be a lot of action. And so, hopefully, like you say, Tree Man, we need to get some of those guys to come over here and support us with the back half cars also. So, I agree with that.
Well, after we all go up to North Carolina with me and Jekyll and Hyde and Tree Man and Roy and all us get through with them, they ain't ever going to want to travel to Texas.
Well, I hope that ain't true. I hope we go up and we all fare well, and they feel like they're going to come back and get some action back. So we'll have to see, but that's what we're hoping for. And we just, you know, like you say, you can only continue to do it so many times, and then you start getting fed up. You feel like it ain't right. You know, they plan to be bad. They won't lead a force, but they definitely going to lead a force.
We're going back all right, because like I said, we ain't ever traveled out of state. That's right. All of our fellow Texas racers have, so we're going to join them and go up there and try to make a showing.
I know you're going to be ready for them, man. So what you got to say about this topic here, man? What do you think about some of this topic, this language that you guys use today? What do you think about it?
Which I ain't been online, so I don't know what topic you're talking about. We've been working on the car.
The topic of people using terms of you know, the language they make it right. Now, you're a bad man, Birdman. You're a bad man. That means another car to try you. How much would it take? What do you feel like making it right for some of the other back-end cars? You know, take people out of the equation, like Peanut and say Daryl and say Jekyll Hyde. But some of the other backhand calls around here, what do you feel like making it right here to you for you to run some of those calls? And, you know, what do you think making it right here to you?
Oh no, I mean at first, like when we get through with all the races we got head up, we'd be willing to give a couple people the back tires. We get through with that, we might give a few the move, but I'm not gonna give some mid to bottom 4 second car a move in a quarter, in an eighth of a mile. Now I might give up a little more than a quarter, but 8 miles when we all do the grudge racing, then that limits as much as you can give up.
So you say the best you think you'll do is the back tire?
No, I depend on the car, but I'm not going to watch no mid-bottom 4 second car move in an eighth mile. But, you know, if they get right, I gave him the back tires. And that's a fast-ass car. We did it. I gave Nightmare the back tires just to get a race. I can't give cars like that the move. Now, if somebody come up with the older school back half and need a move, yeah, we'd probably give them the move. But I can't give cars like Nightmare and Jekyll and Hyde and stuff like that the move. There ain't no way.
Some of the other ones might have some. Okay, I just kind of wanted to know what your take was on it. I mean, you know, no guy might be thinking about something. So I just kind of, you know, wonder what was it. Would what made it right for you? Be you giving up something? You said you might let give some of them calls the move, so. Let's go to the line and see what some of the other folks
got to
say.
It depends on the car. But I'm going to mute out and let everybody get in. We're going to finish buckling up our car. We're trying to get ready for next weekend. It's good talking to y'all.
Oh, just go on mute. Okay. Sharon, what we got?
Lorenzo, your mic is open. Lorenzo,
what's up? Okay, he ain't paying attention. Must be on another line.
Hello?
Batman, your mic is open.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Trey?
What's up, man? Hey, Batman, what you need? You better look when you get to be back to Team Teal. You better call the show and just put your hand on hold. Every week you see
the man. Say, man, I'll be working around the clock at the shop, man. And, hey, man, I'll be looking up. I see it's 6:30. I said, okay, I'm going to call back about 20 minutes. I look up at 7:30. Oh, shit, man. I'm already late. You know what I'm saying? I understand. I ain't tripping, man. I ain't tripping on that, man. But, man, I'm going to tell you what it is. I heard the little topic you're talking about with Birdman, man. Tell you exactly what it is, man. These people done found out, man, Texas is tough, man. And let me show you something. Man, word of mouth is something else, man. Because, you know, when we first started doing this, traveling, you know, they started, you know, talking then, you know what I'm saying? When we went down to Hattiesburg, when we had all them tech shirts, when I made all them tech shirts for everybody, and we went down there and 20, 30 calls, man, they started talking about it way back then, and it didn't got worse. So we got some calls that got faster in Texas, which, you know, we've been fast. They just not figuring it out. And the thing is I'm like Tree Man, you know. Man, they travel, they go down there and did 2-3 times going down north, South Carolina. They won't come down here. Man, there's a reason why they won't come down here, man, because just like I told Tony Bond, you know, man, you know, you whooped everybody on the bumper staple, boy, you got to Texas, boy, it's been a whole totally different thing. You've been coming through Europe. And that's been killing a lot of guys, man, what time it is, man. You know, man, these guys, look, these cars, some of these cars, like I said, jumping them, they just come out. They've been out for what over a year, and they dominate just as well. And like you said, you got Birdman on the other end down there in Houston, man. Hey, man, between Houston and Dallas, man, some tough cars down there, man. Really, they probably either afraid or they ain't afraid to lose. Just put it that way. So that's the way I look at it when it comes to that right there, man. Because my thing, like I said, man, you know, it goes both ways. Like I told you, man, you know, I'm going to come support your event. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do the best I can, whatever I can do, what I can do with. You know what I'm saying? And it should go both ways all the way around the you know, the states, man, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, it really ain't fair, you know, like Tree Man said, you know, we gotta keep coming down that way and then it don't come back this way, you know? And like I said, hey man, you know, it's the effort that will make the difference, you know what I'm saying? And like I told you, them guys know what they're running into, like Birdman car, you know, hey man, that guy has a back-end car, man. I can remember when he did have a nitrous car, and I remember them guys telling him, well, get your turbo. Okay, he got him one now. And now, you know, people crying about it, but it's still a backhand. And I don't care what nobody say, Tracy, numbers are numbers. If you running 390, if you running 400, I'm going to give a goddamn if you got a turbo, nitrous, whatever, man. Time is time, man. And if you run them numbers, I would come. If I had a four-wheel car, I wouldn't care. If that man had a nice turbo car, I couldn't get on up there. You know, because time is time. You know, but what is big, the biggest thing is that they really afraid, man. And that's basically what that is, man.
Yeah, I think they're more afraid, but we're going to have to, you know, like you say, man, we're going to have to get them guys with some of them faster cars. We know Tony come this way and bring some of the 29 and 28. We got to get some of them backhand cars and some of them tacky cars that come this way. You know, they're going to have to step up to the plate just like you step up and make that long haul going to the East Coast. They're going to have to step up and come this way. I mean, they can't be one-sided. So,
yeah,
I agree.
They just like the 901 bars. I get my ass off them, man. Like I said, they came down to your game, man. And them guys was on the race, man. I mean, you know, they was really on the race. And every time I looked up, they said they want to get it on, man. And they're some real good racers to me, man. You know what I'm saying? They really want to look at that tire size. They saw your car and they thought they had action. They're going to try you, man. And I respect that, as a good racer, man. That's one thing I kind of like about them guys, man. They'll probably be one of the guys I will call to try to do some good racing because they're not scared to lose or win.
Yeah, that's right, man. So we're going to go online and see some of these other folks out there about this topic, what they think about it, and how we can continue to make this thing grow. So, Sharon, who we got now?
You don't have any new hands up right now.
You never got Lorenzo?
Lorenzo's mic is still open.
Okay, so he's not talking, so... Yeah, man, we just like what people are saying, we talk about this lane, we talking about traveling and racing these people. We got a lot of cars here, and we fight amongst ourselves and try to make races amongst ourselves. And like I say, some people step up and they take chances, you know. At one point in time, we all going to still have to step up and take chances. We want to see more races. That's the way I feel about it. I mean, sometimes, you know, when you're stepping up, taking chances, like you say, you don't have to bet as much. If you feel like you're taking a gamble, you don't have to bet as much. That guy really want to run you, he going to run you. So it's just something we all got to do to try to make things better. We all got to try to understand this language, man. And I don't think it's trying to always stop a race. I think a guy just trying to use the language to try to feel like he might need it. You know, he might need it. I mean, you know, it is what it is. All these cars are not quite as quick as is they look, you know, and some of them is not as bad as we think they are. So we got to do our part, man, in this Brewers game to continue to make action.
Butler Boys, your mic is open.
Hello, how y'all doing?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Tracy?
Not a whole lot, man. What's on your mind? Tell me about it.
Oh, man, is Batman still on here?
Yeah, he on here.
Yeah, I'm still on here, man.
Batman.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, man, I got a full car. I wanna get in that ass.
Hey, that's up, baby. Even camera on.
Hey,
baby.
Look, where your boy Slack at? Y'all act like y'all giving me a race back.
No. Hold on.
I've been waiting on y'all to call me for 2 weeks, man.
Listen, man, we told you you're going
to
get the
y'all
back, man.
Y'all ain't call me. Y'all ain't call me, tell me. Good race. Good race or nothing. Y'all ain't got back with me yet.
Hold on, bro. Let me tell you something. I keep you 100 with you. Let me tell you, now, everybody's been working. Everybody get back to the working scene for a second, man. You know how it goes. Like I told you, we all working cash, man. We try to make shit happen. But, say, man, I promise you, you're going to get that same race again, man. I told you that.
Told me you was gonna call Slack and call me back. It don't take 2 weeks to call me back.
Well, I know something happened to his car. I know that. I told you that though. I think something happened to it. Remember I told you that?
Well, you say you think. See, you ain't for sure.
Well, I'm
sound like you trying to protect that ass. You sound like you
listen,
trying to protect
listen,
that ass.
Listen, man. Listen, bro. Listen, hold on. Listen, I'm going to get him on know, but listen, man, you sweet as a cinnamon roll. All we need is some milk, baby. We're going to get you again.
I tell you what, you bring that motherfucker you got down here, you got to move. I'm going to show you a sweet cinnamon roll. You come down here to LCAT race, I'm going to show you a sweet cinnamon roll. When I roll that motherfucker all over your ass, dude, I'm going to show you a cinnamon roll.
Rick on here. I spoke to Rick. He said he you're trying to raise again, you want to do some things. But I get Rick on the chat. We get Rick on here and let Rick answer for himself, because I think Rick might be interested in trying to do something with you again. So I know at one time you spoke about you giving him the back tie. I mentioned it to him, and he told me he'll take it. So I'd rather him tell you that. So, you know. Let's see, Sharon, can you hear Rick on here?
Excuse me just a minute. Somebody's got some background noise.
Somebody's squeaking.
Okay. Real bad.
Go to the next caller and then try to get Rick on here, fam. Go to the next caller.
TJ Madhouse, your mic is open.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight? I just want to come by and say hello to Atomic Doll and everybody on the show, Butler Boys, Birdman, Tree Man, Roy James, everybody who came to the show, just say hello. And to extend this, I would like to say, Atomic Doll, you did a very, very good show 2 weeks ago, because YouTube page was going up, all kind of comments being left over there, good and bad. We won't talk about the bad, but we'll say the good is all good. Everybody's, you know, got your back, supports you and everything. But most of the people who came over and talked about what your event was on, they said it was very professional. I just want to leave that with you, man, and say keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because like someone said earlier, that, you know, a lot of people don't really respect the Texas Grudge race drivers down here. And I see that you guys have set the tone, Roy James, Alley Cat and yourself have set the tone. Now it's y'all turn to turn it up. You know, when y'all turn up that gas, turn it up on, you know, on the shows too, because people are going to base your last show on your next show. And that's just coming from the audience. Thank you again, you all. Thank you, Sharon.
Hey, appreciate it, man. You know, we all aim to try to do things together, man, and make it support each other's shows to make grudge racing down here in Texas. There's always been some good grudge racing. But as we get people to come from state to state and we travel now, man, we want to always try to make sure we support ourselves. So when people come to our house, man, you know, we all go support and try to make action with them. So that's what it's all about, man. Man, guys just going out and try to support each other and get behind each other and make these events, make some good races going in all of these events in 2013. So that's my mission. I'm quite sure that's every other promoter out here that's putting on a show. I'm quite sure that's their mission also. We just got to do our part, is to try to support and try to help make action at every show. So we want Texas to be known as, man, when you go to Texas, you go, it's going to be some great grudge racing going on and a lot of action. So that's my take on it, man. And we just going to try to push together, try to support each other's shows. That's what it's about.
By the way, Phil, Birdman, there's three guys on my page calling them out. I responded to them by saying this: drop on down here, and they'll come on up there. Now, if they will bite on, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to bite on it or not. So, you know, if any of you guys want the information, I have no problem sending it to you. I told them that I'm not going to share information with them until I get your approval, you know, because you know how it is.
But it's like this. Birdman stepped out, and he's got an agreement to run what they call the baddest thing on the East Coast. So
okay.
It might just be somebody like to play on the internet that really don't have a car. The guys who are serious, they will make phone calls. There will be some connection. They'll come on these shows, and they'll talk about it, and they'll try to set some kind of date to make a race happen. A lot of
right.
stuff going on the internet, man, you don't never know who you're talking to, but the serious ones, they're going to make a connection. They're going to communicate with one another, man, and hey, it's going to happen. We just got to wait. To see. Go ahead.
Tracy, I've got Rick on the line.
Rick, what's going on, Rick?
What's happening?
Not all my mother boy was asking about you. I told him before that you had talked about, you know, he had said he probably gave it back out. I mentioned it to you. You said you might take it. So mother boy was on the phone, and I told him I'd let you answer the question. Mother boy.
What's going on, Mr. Rick?
What's happening?
How you doing, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to see if you wanted to get a little action back at me.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to turn one of the tips off, right?
I'm going to turn off what?
Yeah, you might fool them other fools down there, but you ain't fooling me.
Oh, man, we just go. We got to let everything on there just stay on.
Huh?
I got to let what I have on there stay on.
Okay, well, then let me set mine up, and I come back at you. You can leave what you got on, and I put what I put on.
Okay, okay. That'll be fine. I ain't got no problem with that.
It's going to be a bit before we can do it again because, shit, I got to stay here and work and get some stuff done. But, yeah, we can try it again.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I ain't, you know, I just wanted to call you and give you a chance, you know, to get back at me. You know, I didn't want to be like, you know, Batman. You know, he wasn't like 3-4 weeks before he called me back. So, you know, like I told Tommy Dog the next day, if you wanted action back, you know, I ain't got no problem with that.
Hey, well, I appreciate you, you know, doing it like that, because, I mean, I'd have done the same thing for you.
Okay, okay. Well, just give it a Tommy Dog. Keep me posted, and we'll do it again.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, take it easy.
All right,
bro.
All right, man. Sharon, next time, what we got?
Hot shot. Your mic is up.
Maybe keep you in the queue if he didn't push one button. Might have put it. Hello? Oh, go ahead, Hotshot. Go ahead. Your mic is open. What's that?
Oh, I ain't want that. I hit the wrong button by accident or something.
I ain't never seen your car, though. I'm trying to picture your car. I don't even know you unless I might see your face.
Man, it's too late, man. I did nothing with you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we need to try to do something. Tim, call in. Shit, we're getting boring around here.
Hi, man.
All right. He had me about to call, and all the men, none of them nice was 10. Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, you got two carburetors on that car?
Got three. Hey, split six times.
Three?
I got three carburetors on there.
Okay, that's all I need to know. I just need to know what I got to do.
Who is this?
This Rick.
Oh, no, man. You know, you already know what I got on my car, man. I mean, you already discussed that. I didn't lie to you what I told you.
Oh, okay, but you sure had yours undercover.
Well, you got to have some under, but I told you, if I beat you, you're welcome to come over there and look at it.
Yeah.
But you didn't come look at it. No, I'm straight up with what me and you talked about. That's what I have.
Okay.
That's what I have. Now, right. don't you come back here with no three carburetors.
I'm gonna come with four. two in the car and two in the trailer.
That'll work.
All right.
Yes,
I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, Rick.
Later, Tracy.
All right.
Okay, Rick. All right, Rick. All right. Okay, Sharon, next caller. Who is that? Go ahead. Somebody want to say something?
That was me. 832-7429. Your mic is open.
Yeah, that's Bushnell.
What up, Bushnell?
Hello? Hey,
what's up,
Tracy?
What's on your mind, man?
Hey, Batman still on there?
First of all, I want to
give props out to that dude named Kelly running that red line track up there, man. Hey, man,
right.
That dude there, he all about the grudge racing thing up there, man. And them boys, they'll race all night. I ain't leave that track Saturday night till about 2:30, almost 3 o'clock. Wasn't it a Batman?
Yeah, it was about 2 or 3. We left from out there. Yeah.
I was by myself. Did you see that race, Batman?
Yeah, I saw.
Hey, was I on that break first over there? What, man?
Say it again now.
Was I on that break pretty much a long time on that race over there? What, man? You tell me, because maybe just me.
No, you talking about that last race you had?
Yeah.
It was just a mistake that you made, man. But then, like I told him, I said, one thing about that dude right there, man. I've been knowing him, you know, for a while, man. He's straight up dude, man. He gonna take care of you. And they like you.
What happened up there? Hey, tell the race people what happened, Bush. Yeah, tell them what happened. We want to know. We wasn't there. What happened?
Man, we had a little it's a green little race over there. They had no problem. It's green racing, man. We can make it understood, man. And I had a boy call me out over there, and I was by myself down there. You know, I was trying different tires, combo on my car and shit, you know, trying to get it to work. And they come over there and asked me was I grudging. I was like, shit, yeah, I'm grudging, man. You know, so I got ready to go in the battle with them. I went to, you know, getting to go in the battle with them, and, you know, they called me out over there. So we was going to go on and do it. So we did it, and I'm doing it. I just felt like I got helped up over there quite a bit, man, on that tree deal over there, man. You know,
yeah,
I paid them guys after the race over because I didn't go over there until the man over there running the clock over there on how don't hold us up once we stayed in pre-stage. You know, let us go ahead on. So I didn't go up there and let him know that's how we was gonna do that. You know, and I pulled up in there and I was on my break longer than I need to be over there on that race over there, Batman. That's why I asked you, did you see that, man?
But I think where the problem came in at though, Grudge, is that I think that like you said, y'all didn't get that understanding. So you know, once y'all got in both of them beams, you know, both y'all money was on because it could have went either way.
Right,
you know,
right,
what
right.
I'm saying?
That's why I paid it because I told him.
I said, "Hey, man." You know, because they were kind of afraid to go over there, too. I said, well, no, I'll go over there and talk to him. But everybody's all right, man. He ain't, He ain't finna throw no trouble because, you know, he knows that, you know, once you get the beans, you know, your money on. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. That's why I paid it. I didn't know because I didn't, I couldn't go over there and all of that no more because I didn't ever go up to that man with that light and say, hey, man, this,
right.
We got several steps to get in. Anything after this
right.
amount of time, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, it could be before, but anything after that,
right.
man, it's like a burn down thing on me, man.
Right. And you know what, though, man, to be honest about it, them guys knew they couldn't beat you, but they seen you was having problems, you know, trying to get down the track. And you know what they
right,
told
right.
me? They said, man, we know we can't beat them, man, but we just want to race, man. We don't we
right,
gonna
right.
Now,
you
hope
you, play, you know.
Hope he blow the tires away or something. That's the reason why they
right,
you.
Right. But I didn't blow them tires away, though.
Yeah. Now I tell a lot of guys, I said, man, I'm going to tell you about this racing, man, if you know anything about it, man. Man, half the time, man, you got action on a lot of people, but you just got to catch them the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like, they caught you the right way. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just strategy. You know what I'm saying? That's just
I didn't argue about it, bad man. I still had a good time, man, but that killer dude down there running that track, man, I come that track. If any one of these, you, man, anybody got something to do with some grudge racing shit, man, I'm full of it, man. I mean, you know,
yeah,
them motherfuckers over there, man, they was getting on all night long, man. So,
you know,
so
I was surprised
like, that's
to see
what,
you.
Know,
I was surprised to even see you, man, because when I looked over, I
man,
said,
shit.
Down here, man.
You don't see me every goddamn way back, man. You didn't know that?
I see. Yeah, well, I see.
Yeah, you
I
ain't seen nothing yet, Batman.
I see.
Guess what, Batman? I was by myself, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you by yourself. Show up.
Yeah. So you going to see me, man.
Yeah,
hey,
you show by yourself.
Let me say this here, just because it shows about putting information out there, man, and getting understanding, and that's a lesson hopefully you learn, girls. Let me just say this here from experience, man. When you go to different tracks, a good thing to do, man, is go up there and watch that starter, man, and see what kind of rhythm that starter is kind of putting out. Because different tracks, man, starters, you know, they be doing things a little different. If you, they're like you think he held you long, but some of the guys around there feel like, no, that's probably they used to, they might have been fine. So just from experience and knowledge, man, when you go to the track, always go there and try to watch and get a feel behind that starter, activate that tree so you get a better understanding of what you want to do in your game.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Tracy. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't fault nobody, man, because, I mean, that was that. You know, I'm trying to get it understood. I'm trying to race. I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do it all at once. So it's like, you know, that slipped me, though. But I still had a good time, man. I lose on that, man. You know, and I ain't, you know, I lose on that. They won. I paid. So, you know, I went on with that, man. I still had a good goddamn time, but I can tell you that. So,
we had a good time Saturday, man. Wasn't bad at all. I like to see, you know, guys come from different places. I tell people all the time, man, in Dallas, man, we have a lot of races going on down here, man. A lot of people don't even know nothing about, but. You know, like I said, I was surprised to see you, and I appreciate you coming down, man, as a racer, man. You know,
yeah. I'm coming down there.
Man,
I'm coming down there, Dan, everywhere, Batman.
Yeah, so you know, I try to support everybody, man. I live at that track, man. I tell people all the time, I worked in a week and raced on the weekend, you know, and that's what I do, you know.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, maybe you can send them on board and think I'm going to blow them tires again. We can do them old get back race, man, because, you know, I'm over there with some little bit of skinny tires and no wheelie balls now. My car look better without no wheelie balls and on them skinny tires. I don't even want no big tires on my car. I got a little tire car.
Right,
I ain't got a big
tire
motor. So, you know, that's the reason why I got them on there. And that's the reason why ain't no balls on there no more now. So they ain't going to go on there no time that I know of that, man. It is what it is on my deal.
Well, I know one thing about it. We have a lot of events coming up in Dallas, man. That's for sure. And, man, you're always welcome, man. I tell people that all the time.
I'll be there, man. Trust me, I'll be there.
Coming, man. You know one thing about me, I keep it firm, man. I keep it neutral, man. You know, I tell you the right thing. That's all I can tell you on this, man. So I tell people all the time, man. You know, it's all about just trying to do grudge racing, man. And ain't about getting upset this and that. And honestly, they really thought that you was mad. And I was like, nah, man, he probably mad at himself. If anything, he can't be mad.
Yeah, I'm mad at myself.
Else.
Yeah, I was mad at myself.
So,
because I was mad at myself because I didn't get that understood. That's what I was mad about.
Right.
Yeah, that's really why I couldn't go and say, man, I ain't gonna give y'all that, man. This and that, and do all that off with that shit. I was like, man, you know what? I passed. If I would have got that understood, then it would have been a rerun race, Batman. So you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I could have did that, but I was like, you know what? After I said, shit, I can't even pay these dudes to him. I didn't do none of that.
Yo, like
I
said,
we
had a good time though Saturday, man. Like I said, it was a lot of Longview guys came. You know, Tyler guys, they came. And like I told you, man, I live at the track, man. The track is like church to me. I ain't gonna even lie to you, man. I'm there faithfully every weekend at somebody's track doing something, man. But even if I ain't got my car, I'm just going down there trying to make something happen, man. Just, I like to do that, you know. But
hey, where that dude at with that cool is at, man? Till I'm coming for him. I got my bean on him.
Oh, Bull. Oh, Bull.
Yeah.
Hey, Bull rally.
Till we gonna go on do it. When I next time I come to dad, till we gonna go on do it.
Well, that's all it's
yeah,
they
down. They said they had their radar on me. They had their radar out on me or something down there. So
yeah.
Tell,
yeah.
That, tell that dude hey, with that color.
Bush, that would be sure about a man trying to make a race. You want to holler at the Bull, we can call Tony Thorne. So that's what this show is about. Y'all want to do something. We don't want to put it off. We want to see if we find him, get him on here and let him talk about it.
We were all do it with him because, you know, I was man there to get him in Kennedy when I was down there getting that the rain scared me out, but I ain't got no enclosed trailer, so I had to run away from the rain, and I ran too far back to Houston, man. And then
it
was sunshine
that
the next day.
I'm trying to get Bull on. If you got Bull on, if you get Tony Thorne, you might can get Bull got that old Cutters guy. Now, he liked to run. I saw him go to Tony them boys that from East Coast had one, but that car run pretty good, so it might be a little match up and find that when you want to do it. So we'll try to get him on the phone. If anybody know Bull, get him a call or text or something, we'll get him on, but we're going to try to call Tony. I know we got Tony in my class, Bull.
Yeah, you got Tony, you're going to find Bull.
Yeah, we got Tony on, so we'll get Tony Thorne on here. He'll come on here talking. So... Hey, but now who else you looking for around here, man? I saw you down there trying to do your thing at the event, so.
Oh,
I heard
somebody say them boys blew up their little smile block. They had it running good, and they ran them Florida boys down there. You know, I was back there, you know, I missed a lot of them races, man, but I knew it was some good races. I heard a lot of cars go down through there in the pit, so, you know, I was all right. You know, I was just listening back in the back, see who was doing what. You know, I've been around. I can hear him go through that Tracy, you know what I'm saying? So I missed some of it. But I done seen a couple clips on some of it, too, though, since then. And I think that Friday night when Dion bagged down on him, he said somebody, if I yanked them balls off, he'll do something with it. So they out for them. So, but I think they, you know, I think they caught on because, that's, you know, I think they, on the clip I seen some backfire and a little smoke come underneath the car. So they might have been hurt that little smile block over there. I don't know. But he told me he'll dance with me if I take them balls off. They off. So that's by other than that, that's about it. You know, I can't mess with these other old boys down here yet, man. I ain't, you know, I'm still crawling right now, but I'm gonna get to them, all them suitcases and all that. I'm gonna get to them. Yeah, we're still in the first quarter, Tommy. Yeah, we got three more quarters left.
Hold on, I got somebody that might be wanting to holler at you something. He heard you talking and hand went up 832-5400. What's on your mind?
What say, Trace? This is Troy. I was just trying to get it clear. That small block ain't hurt. I was just trying to get that stiff out there. It ain't hurt. You might have seen a little smoke,
but
it ain't hurt.
Well, I
want to say
somebody want to do something off them balls, so I'm ready to do something off them balls.
I ain't calling about that race. I'm just calling to clear up. It ain't hurt.
Okay, all right. Well, okay. Well, I want to say small block. It looks like y'all ain't running good.
But you know me. I speak on my car. So, you know, we talk about that, but I'm just telling you, that the car ain't hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well,
we gonna speak on racing my car. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it.
Tracy,
Tony Thorne.
Well,
Tony Thorne.
Tony, what's going on? Hang on, Bush, man.
Just walked in the house.
What's that?
She said somebody wanted to talk at me or something.
Yeah,
I'm looking for Bull, Tony. I want to try with that cutter. This Bushnell out of Houston, man, that little Nova.
Yeah, maybe probably about 4 more weeks before we get it all back together, refreshing it up.
I got you. Yeah, I was gonna do something that weekend, and we was down there and didn't, man, but the rain ran me out, man. I heard they was going to Kennedale the next day, and I kind of like, you know, kind of was late when I left Denton that Sunday morning. But I was, you know, I knew Kennedy was open, but they said like 50% chance of rain, so I kind of got out of there. But I had some boys still down there, and they was down in the room. They was like, and I called them, and I think they was at home, but I didn't know they went to a room. You know, they said they were, but I didn't believe them. I didn't think they was going to stay, and they was down there, and they was still down there. So after I woke up the next morning and ate me some breakfast at the Waffle House, I said, man, I got to get away from this rain. So I was kind of like away from Kennedy. And then I was like, and then we look at the forecast, a ball pull up as well. It says somebody 50% 50% chance. Right, I said, shit, man, we gonna get smoked. We gonna get rained out down here. So we left. So after we left, we was coming back to Houston and come to find out, shit, by 1 or 2 o'clock, they said the sun was shining in Dallas, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the bull wasn't out there. He broke a couple lifters out of Denton.
Oh, okay. He heard it in Denton that night. Okay, I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, he heard it.
Sometimes I don't get a chance
night.
To see a lot of them races.
So we should have it back together in 3 or 4 weeks. I know it'll be back together for that next big rug race.
Okay, well, shoot, tell them I'm trying with that old colors, man, because, I mean, we were supposed to do it. You know, I told her I was going to come to Kennedale, and I didn't know y'all hurt the car that night when I was down there. I didn't get a chance. You know, when them big shows like that, man, you don't get a chance to see some of that shit, especially when you got a car back there. You know, you kind of miss a lot of that shit, you know.
Yeah, well, when we get both
car
back together, we'll run you.
That ain't no problem, man. Yeah, ain't no problem.
Anything else going on this weekend?
Huh?
Anything else going on this weekend?
Oh, I
you
think
know,
H&P got a little.
Houston? You know about that,
I'll bring my black car down there and give you the back tire.
Why are you going that fast, man? You got to give me the break, man. Let's do it.
Nah, I think you know nobody's going to break.
Shit, well, I seen that goddamn thing trucking in Denton.
Oh, hell, you didn't.
Hey, John, I could be back there in the back and hear them cars go down through there and know what they're doing.
Hmm.
I could be back there in the pit. I ain't got to be up
there. Car.
Huh?
You must have heard somebody else's car.
No, man. Because guess what? When I peep between them trailers, all I see was that black car.
Nah, I'm not giving anybody that. You're the only man brave enough to give somebody a hit.
Whatever, man.
Oh,
boy.
You're the only man
now,
I've seen do that in a couple
Tony.
Years.
Huh? You're too fast for me. I can't beat you right now.
Yeah, I won't come down there Sunday with a hiding them. I probably ain't going to bring no car. We'll also run your heads up with a vanilla grilla, too.
Yeah, I know they've been looking for me, and I ain't dodging them or none of that. I just been trying to make sure my car, you know, make the lap. You know, I'm more about making my car run down the lap consistent. And I ain't worried about you out running, man. I'm just worried about when I let my button go, you know, I make the trip. So, I'm trying to get it to do that over and over. And it's getting there.
Yeah,
it's getting there.
Your car
looks
running real good.
It's getting there.
Your car looks good and runs good and sounds good. I don't think we'll have the arena and Vanilla Grilla in time to bring it down this weekend anyway.
I got you.
He broke the rear end down there in Houston a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I know it's going to be all kind of racing this summer, man. I can't wait, man, so I guess it don't matter how I go. I guess everybody's got to get their shit together, man, and get all these races understood, man. I ran into a little, you know, little misunderstood race that I feel like I should have, you know, spoke on it before I got it, before I got in the, you know, in the water box with it. You know, I kind of left that out, but it kind of hunted me a little bit, but I didn't sweat it, man, so I just kind of let that go. Just next time, I'm just going to get it understood a little bit more better, that's all.
Yeah, we'll run you either the next Atomic Dog show or soon we get that car back together, I'll get on here and see where we can run. Yeah, we'll run you a Bull Star.
All right, that's cool.
There's a couple of cars over in my class. We got a small block Ford to run you, too.
A small block what?
Ford.
We got some small blocks for y'all down there. We got that Silver 69 of the Outlaw crew them over there. Got that small block.
I think he's a little too fast. I don't know what the man runs.
You think he's a little too fast? You sound like me telling that you too fast for me, Tony. Hey, but appreciate them gears that you sold me, man. I've been flying with them. My wife came way from Houston to get them gears from you, man.
You
don't tell nobody
gear.
What they is.
Fucking 320s, wasn't they?
I don't know what they was, man, but I just stuck them in there. They came from you. I just stuck them in my car, and it's been getting it ever since.
Yeah, it should be some good racing this year. These cars are finally getting done. The Cowboy car would be a good car for you to run. Bull's car. A Vanilla Grilla.
I know. I'm about to go look at my peel bottle for y'all, man. I got some little cigarette lighters under there. Now I'm about to get the peel bottle out where that motherfucker in here. Have something coming underneath that for y'all, Tony, because I know what y'all doing.
What are we doing?
Shit, going fast up there on them little tires.
We ain't doing it with no big pills.
Somebody ain't doing no big pills. Shit, what I'm about to do is something to get my eyes going to try to make it go. Yeah, y'all probably doing with them great big motors. I hear you. That's the reason why I ain't got no W car, because I ain't got a W motor.
What
time
you got on that car,
Brazil? 28.
28?
Yeah, true
28. Okay.
All right. Oh, no balls. I ain't gonna put no more balls on it no more. I might as well just get rid of them balls. I couldn't wait to this day this where I can have it without no balls. And I kind of played with it up there in a red line this weekend. And kind of played with an HMP the other night with, you know, without him on there. I don't have no problem with it right now.
Was there any racing
at
Red Line this weekend?
Yeah, I was down there. I was flying in the seat. The only thing I seen was that man down there.
Did you race anybody?
Yeah, I had a little night closer race at the end down there with some of the S10 trucks, WS10 truck down there. And I ended up losing on the little technicality little stuff, but I mean I didn't sweat. I still had a good time though.
Who did you race?
I don't know who them guys were. Had some kind of S10 down there, so I don't know who they were.
He ran Steve Burt. Steve Burt?
Yeah.
And
they came over there and they asked me for a race. I didn't go over there picking on nobody. They came over there and asked me did I want to do it, you know. You know, and I was like, yeah. They asked me was I grudging. I was like, yeah, I'm grudging. So, you know, I went to try to go to work to go in the battle to go grudging with them, and I did it, and I lose.
I wouldn't think he could beat you.
Huh?
Nah, see, Bert, them, they were just trying something. They wanted to race.
Oh.
Yeah, they just wanted to race. This happened to It just happened. It just came better on their side than his side.
Now, I didn't get to make it down there. I was in Denton. Yeah,
with all the drag radio boys.
Tony, how do you like it this weekend, Tony? What do you think?
Huh?
You run with the high cow, and y'all got a Carolina, East Coast Carolina belt. Y'all not putting the belt
up, but
y'all coming to claim another belt.
We're not gonna come claim that belt, we're gonna come take that belt.
Oh, so y'all gonna take it from Birdman this time, huh?
If they got a 2-lane racetrack, we're coming home with that belt.
I heard that, so if you take
they got two lane, a two lane, if they got a 2-lane racetrack, we're coming home with that belt.
Houston, Texas. Yeah, you hear it. I mean, that means you're going to be taking this, right, Tony?
Yes, sir. I'm going to bet to at least win one race in my life.
Well, I tell you what, I've been hearing a lot of things since you're talking about 2-lane racetrack. I've been hearing a lot of talk about it. Y'all was kind of disappointed on how the race went up there when y'all went to East Coast about the lanes, huh?
Oh, we went up to South Carolina, had a bunch of problems when we got there, got it ironed out, drawed a lane. I mean, the lane actually had a ditch in it. It had a ditch in it. When you hit one side of it, your tires hit the other side when you get over there. That's what I call a 1-lane racetrack. We had the guy beat, and that light crash that let out.
Yeah, well, one thing Houston got a pretty good track, so I think Houston is a 2-lane track. So
if we get down to Houston and we got 2-lane track, yes, I'm taking side bets. We'll be down there Saturday testing.
Yep, Saturday testing.
Yeah.
I know y'all plan on making a good showing, so it should be a good one.
And everything goes all right, I think we're going to take the belt home with us.
Yeah, I know. I talked about it. Birdman figured he wants to try to take any one of both belts, but the Carolina belt, we talked to those guys. I made a contact call with them, and they decided they want that belt to stay a nicest belt. They were scared if you do that, it might stay here in Texas. I don't know what the deal was, so they get to hold on to that one.
If Birdman outruns that car again, I hope to God that we don't mess with him again.
You say what now?
I said Birdman outruns us this weekend. I hope we don't race him again because evidently we can't beat him.
Oh.
But you feel like it's going to be a different race this weekend, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be totally different. Totally different. Totally.
Well, y'all right there side of it now. Y'all right there. Y'all right there. And then, and y'all actually left before he did now, so. Yeah, it was a good race.
Man, we ran so slow in Denton, it was embarrassing to run down the track.
Oh.
We was way off in Denton.
Is that right?
No,
well, it ought to be an interesting race. It ought to be an interesting race then. If you was off in Denton and y'all both was side by side when it went across the finish line, you couldn't hardly tell who won, so. I imagine it's going to be a good race.
Yeah. We're going to bring it down to y'all's hometown. We're going to show you what, you know, a car runs like when it runs right. And y'all going to be very surprised.
It's going to be a surprise, huh?
Yep. Big surprise coming.
Well, you know that. Birdman's got
a super fast car. Ain't no doubt about that. He is fast and he's super fast, but I think we got him now.
Okay. I mean, you got a lot of Houston folks on here. Ain't nobody saying nothing to you. I guess they want to just...
I'm just listening, man. I can't wait.
They all want to bet on the bird, man. I don't blame them. I'm betting on a Hyde car. Got a two-lane racetrack. Come see me. You can get a bet with me. Already got one locked in with Glassman for $1,000.
On that race there? On your race?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It'll be good, man. Then I'll wait on that.
And if anybody wants to bet on that 275 stuff, I'm taking Taylor and Glassman.
Is that race that Saturday or what? Is that a Saturday race or what?
Yeah. This Saturday, Tom.
It's this Saturday, right? This Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday, ATP,
yeah. Anybody wants to be betting on that, I'm betting on Taylor Lashner to win the whole race.
Win the whole race?
Win the whole race, yes.
Is y'all know if the Mahalik and the Utah boys going to be there?
They all out of the same camp. Yeah,
what about Big Billy? If Big Billy be there, I bet he don't win the whole race.
Who is Big Billy?
The one that tuned the car.
Oh, Billy Stockland?
Yeah.
You got to bet.
If Billy there, I take $500 on that what's name don't win that whole thing.
You got to
bet. If he there. You coming there Saturday?
Yep. I should be there Saturday.
If I see him there, I'll walk up to you and we'll bet that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking him.
I heard.
All right, man. Hey, Tony, since you're on here, we had a topic that you didn't need a topic. Discussing a topic, it was about race topic language. Is it really race topic and the trickery? About guys asking this different thing. I heard you say a while ago you'll give a bush there the back top. When guys walk up to you and try to make race and try to ask you for the 1-1, or try to ask you for the move, you think he's trying to trick you, or you think it's just a race stopping deal when they're trying to make a race with you?
Man, I don't know about giving somebody a hit. I mean, it all depends on how big of a car gets a hit, you know. You know, some people might get the grudge has got that down. I'll give that to him. Yeah, I've given Jalen Smith a hit one time. Hell, it was like four car lengths before I took off.
You give a man poor car length rolling, that's your damn fault.
Oh, yeah. You never catch
them. Some people catch them hits right, and some people catch them hits, and they know you ain't going to catch them.
I got lucky.
I do believe, you know, in grudge racing that, you know, there is some racers out there that want to race, and it's not quite as fast as somebody else. I understand, you know, getting a back tire or something like that, or two car lengths, but giving a hit, I'm not giving no hit. I gave a hit one time, got my ass drilled. And not only did I give him a hit, he beat me by about four car lengths.
That'd have been a good race to end up then. But like I said, you
would the day the grudge give them cars down here, that car down here hit, that's a reasonable hit. I don't know. Maybe I'm old.
I got lucky, Tony. On timing it just right. I probably was a fluke. It could have been a fluke, man, because it surprised me that I was, you know, right at it when I let the button go right with him on that.
It could have been, that was pretty close hit there. You timed it right. You did your job. I don't know what's fair. I mean, you got all these people out there that say I got 28-inch power tires. I got 28-inch tires. Well, I tell y'all, there's 28-inch tires out there that's a lot faster than my 20-man's. I'm gonna have 28-inch. Everybody's going to 28-inch tires. When they don't want to race somebody, they're going to 28-inch tall tires this year. That's bullshit.
Who you pointing at doing that, Tony? Who you pointing at doing that?
It can't be me, because they've been on my car since fucking 2 years, 28.
Everything I hear nowadays is 28-inch tall tires. It'll take me a half year to get 28 tall tires on my car and get them to work.
Well, Tony, I got a question for you, Tony. It came up, and you run with the guys that do a lot of back-ass stuff. And y'all some of the guys that been traveling east, I believe y'all have been out there. Well, I know y'all have been east three times in the last 6 months because I was out in Florida and y'all was in Florida and y'all done made two trips to the East Coast already. And a lot of guys up here, you know, we're trying to make action and we show we will travel east and race. The boys, the back half action and the big time cars, you know, we done took the big time car. We done took the chassis cars. I went to Georgia, Tremaine and Roy James, and went to Carolina. So we and y'all have been to the East Coast three times with the back end cars. We yet to find any chassis cars to come with big guys from the East Coast this way, and any back end cars. We're not going to count Big Clark, because Big Clark actually is a Mississippi car, and you can't consider that as East Coast. Well, y'all have made three trips out there. The conversation is, when are y'all going to get some of them back half guys to come visit y'all here to put the back half action in Texas?
Yeah, we're going to be going down the East Coast at least four or five more times this year. I know we're going down there on that July 5th and 6th race. We're taking, you know, probably four or five cars with us.
Yeah, we know we all going out there. A lot of us is going out there July 4th and 5th. That's going to be a big deal. But don't you think it's only right for some of them guys to come east with these chassis cars and with these back-end cars to come out this way sometime?
I really believe they need to come down here and race sometimes, but it don't look like it's happening right now. We can't get nobody. The only person we can get to come down here right now is Tony Bynes. He comes down every time we ask him to come down. The shadow more or less, just y'all seen it on the board over. No, he ain't coming to Texas. He ain't coming to Texas because he's afraid somebody's going to find his time.
Oh, he don't think we feel the same way going to East Coast?
Well, you know good and well we feel the same way when we go down to East Coast. You get up there, you unload your trailer, you stay there 2 days, nobody wants to race you. You go make a pass, and everybody wants to race you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to work on the relationship, some kind of way to get some of the big five cars and the back end cars.
We called out Little Mo, and we ain't heard hair or hide from nobody.
Hey, well, I did hear that today. I was on a show today. I was on a dog show today, and it did come up. Y'all called out Little Mo, and I think they tried to see if y'all could run this weekend, but y'all got an engagement already to come to Houston run the first man. So I believe they're probably looking for another day. I don't know. They mentioned possibly a day early in May. So, but y'all were the one that stepped up and called out Little Mo. So that came up on the conversation today, and I think they were trying to offer y'all a day somewhere early in May.
We're running him when?
I don't know when. No, it just came up in a conversation today. I don't know when, but I just know they spoke about possibly off of they. I was told on the show they said that Lil Mo would possibly try to run you the weekend, but you already set up to run locked in and run Birdman in the future, so that couldn't happen. And they were talking about possibly trying to do something at some race in May, if y'all were still trying to, I mean, he had 30 days of turning bed over, so I don't know. I'm really going to be getting back in touch with y'all about that. They're going to be trying to accommodate y'all on that race.
Well, we're going for the race a little more if he races us. I don't know what day, but we're going back.
Yeah. So, y'all, so in other words, y'all, Tony, is it a fair statement to say to y'all? Is there a tweeting about that? Is it a fair thing to say that y'all plan to try to collect all the back half belts that's out there?
Yes, we want all the back half belts out there, every one of them. We're going to take every one of them and hang them on the wall.
Yeah. Well, y'all heard it firsthand from somebody that's a player with the Jeff and Howard car, and I think that's the mission of Jeff and Matt Jones. I heard them make a statement also about the back half belt that they claim to collect all of them. So one thing about it, if you happen to collect another one from the East Coast, right now y'all control that one. And this is it. I'm just saying, right now y'all have the East Coast belt, Tony. And this is the Grudge Inc. East Coast belt. So y'all have control where y'all race for that belt. Now, if anybody's talking about taking that belt from y'all, it would only be right for y'all to have them guys come out this way to try to run for that belt, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. Exactly, if they do. You know, like the Shadow said, he don't give a shit about that belt or who owns it. We're going to race the Shadow again here pretty soon. I don't know when. I don't know where. And he may come to Denton. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just wondering how y'all was going to handle that deal because y'all did take the East Coast building. I imagine y'all was going to try to make them guys come out here to take it.
That was the Darlington belt. You know, when we went up there, it was the East Coast belt, but now it's the Darlington belt. Only belt we got is Darlington when we left there, they're telling us.
It's a South Carolina belt.
It says Darlington Raceway on it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
it's one of the East belts. We went after the national belt with a little Mo.
Yeah, Lil Mo got the national back half belt. Yeah, I know he's been having it for a while. I had nobody stepped up to run him, but I did hear that conversation today, so that's in the making. So
there's some more fast cars up there, too. You got the Beast. That dude, there's a super fast.
Well, I had Birdman, and he was on there earlier, but I had him over the weekend. I had a certified gangster and Penny on the phone. They already got a candidate lock-in right now for Rockingham for July the 5th and 6th. That's already an agreement that they agreed to, that race will happen, and they agreed that it'll happen July 5th and 6th.
Well, the Beast said, the Beast said he would come to Texas. He is going to come to Texas because we went down there and ran his race, so I know he's coming to Texas. Big Sexy is coming to Texas. He said he would come to Texas. Both of them cars are super fast.
But we got some cars out here. I believe some backhand cars will run with them. I mean, we got about, I know, good three or four of y'all probably run with any of those cars, you know, with you and Motion Racing.
I got a race down in Houston locked in the race. Alley Cat, I don't even remember which day it was. Do you?
Yeah, May 26th.
Houston race Alley Cat on May the
26th.
In Houston.
Yeah, May
Is that
26th.
On a Sunday?
That's on a Sunday.
All right.
Yeah, I thought that's May 26th.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
I don't pay punk out money. Got oil pressure.
Okay, was that Attica was on it? Was that Attica or that Bush there talking? Attica was on here, so I think he might have fell off. Okay.
Why do they race down on Sundays?
It's tomorrow. Monday's a holiday.
Monday's a holiday.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe we can have Bull's car back together by then and run you too, Grudge.
When? By when, Tony?
Maybe we can have it back together and down there that weekend. If we're down there, we'll just run you then.
That's cool. I'll be there, man. I'll be
there. I'll let you know. I'm not going to lock it in because it ain't running.
I hear you. I hear you.
And there's a bunch of changes getting made, so I can't guarantee what day it's going to be done.
When that race is again, I'm sorry.
May the
26th. That's Alley Cat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's coming up, dude.
Yeah, if Bill's car is ready, we'll bring it down there and run you down there.
Yeah, because I come up there, y'all come here, don't matter. Should I, one thing about me, if ain't nobody going with me, and when I leave this motherfucker, I call them all on their phone, call them a bunch of no-racing motherfuckers.
I don't know how many times I've got my truck at 2:00 in the morning by myself and went to Mississippi.
I drove 1,000 miles. So if I know, I go.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, when we get there, you got Bull's car, Banana Grilla. There's some other cars that have run you too. I don't know who.
Yeah, they're all over, man. You got to just go as you go, man. You can't. You just gotta be ready to go. When it's time for you to go in the battle, man, you just gotta be ready to go in the battle, man.
That old small block car you're talking about down there, I'll give him the back tire too with my black car.
Who was that, Johnny?
You talking about small block
Vic? Vic Nim, Roy Nim.
My small block Vic. Small block Vic.
Yeah, I'll give him the back tire with my black car.
They're down with
Butler
Boy.
Somebody
had a lot of them?
Yeah.
That's him, Trace.
Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Sheriff, if you get out of Vic on the phone, you got it. I think you got it.
You like saying that Butler Boy name, don't you, bad man?
I'll give him the back tire.
What size tires you on?
29s.
Willie Boy's on or off?
I'm not taking anything off. I'm going to give him the back tire. I'm going to run what I brung.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all just hold on a minute. Let me go to this badass private room. Y'all give me about 3 minutes. Y'all just stay on there talking. I'll be right back.
I might be able to do that this weekend. Had I'll just go out and get the car out of the trailer. It's been out there for 2 months since it didn't race.
And I might just do that this weekend if he wants to.
Yeah, your car just been sitting up, ain't it, Tommy?
My car just sitting out in the trailer. Last time
you
said
it's
sitting, it's still
yeah,
sitting in the trailer.
Yeah, it's
been
sitting up. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I wish I could do that, Tommy. I got to bring mine out every goddamn week.
I didn't even make a pass. I won that 10-inch tire deal right straight off the trailer.
Yeah, I was up there that Friday night, I seen.
Now it's going to run what it runs.
Hey.
I'm not going to go one fucking with it. I'll drag it down there this weekend if he wants to do a little bit of something.
I think that car ready. I don't think nothing wrong with the car.
He looks like he's a pretty fast car.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's something wrong with the crew.
Oh.
Who that said that, man?
You want to lock it in right now? What do you want to do?
Who's that? Uh-oh.
When you want to do it?
I don't care.
Oh, damn. Hello? Tony?
Yeah.
Tony?
Yes.
Damn,
yes.
He was DJing somewhere. I think we're going to do that. We're going to do that. And he's going to call me right back. We'll take the back tire. All I need him to call me back and tell me if he want to do it with the hide this Sunday or if you want to do it at Alley Cat Ray. We'll get that on. We'll get that on.
My great deal. Good deal.
Oh, brother, y'all got some action now, brother.
We ain't tell the action. We got nuts down here in Houston.
I can't tell.
Brother, shit, cornbread on that goddamn them big meat, man. I seen him down that red line.
He got some big meat on that motherfucker. Yeah, well, tell me, come on, we'll take the back tires from both of y'all at the same time. Bring him on down here with you.
Well, yeah, tell me when y'all want it there. I'll make sure it's there. If y'all want to do it this weekend, we'll do it this weekend. Y'all want to do it on Alley Cat's race, we'll do it then. I'm going to be down there, either one of them.
Yeah, we might do it on both races. Might drag your ass 2 days at two events.
If you drag me, you got to drag me every week.
Hey, I like that better. I like every week. I like getting paid every week.
Yeah, hey, Tom, he like pain.
Huh?
He like pain.
He does?
Yeah, he like pain, Tony.
Yeah, he's going to have a bad taste in his mouth when I leave.
Right,
I feel that way anyway. I may be wrong, but that's the way I feel. I know that car runs good.
Hey, Tom, you know you told me earlier in the year on the video that you was going to inflict pain on people?
Yep.
Yeah, he like pain. He one of them.
Well, if I come down and run him, I'm going to try to inflict plenty of it on him.
Brother boy dropped out. Sherry, get brother boy back on right quick. He dropped off. He wants you to get him back on. Brother boy.
Never got in touch with him.
Can you hear me? Yeah, give me a minute.
Okay. Hey, man. Yeah. Where the boys at with them Camaro, that green Camaro, you know, where the boys at, man, in the other green 81 Camaro? Where the boys at? I ain't seen them in a minute.
Are you talking about C-Town now?
Yeah, where they at? I ain't seen both of them cars in a minute.
They been chilling, man. I guess they, I don't know, because they be quiet around here, lot, man. They good people. They just been quiet. They ain't been saying much, man.
Yeah, I usually see them at them races. I ain't last two motherfuckers, two or three good races I've been to. I ain't seen none of them cars.
Yeah, they been quiet, man. I talked to them a couple of weeks ago. They say they're working on their cars, so I guess they'll be out.
No, that shit go.
Say, Tracy.
Yeah, what's that?
Say, I talked to you earlier. You got to get these boys involved for you, though, Tracy. I ain't telling you that.
Hey, Batman, one thing about me. No sooner I get it down the track where I'm comfortable with it, like I said earlier, me and Street Man, we're going to let them things go through there. You know, I'm just leaning back. You know, I got a little work to do, so it'll take a little time. But once I get it where it go down the track back to back, he going to get a call. I gotta get it down the track. You know how it is when you having a little issue. So I can't stay a whole lot. So I gotta go 660 feet and feel comfortable with it right now. I can't get it 660 feet. You know.
Hello.
So it's gonna take a minute, but it's gonna happen.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back on here. Yeah, man, I went over that big ass bridge and lost signal. Y'all can hear me?
We're gonna do that tomorrow. I'll let you know tomorrow. Yeah, he can have the back tire this Saturday or Sunday. I don't give a damn. I won't be down both days.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Batman,
hey,
you wear your cheerleader suit. I want you to wear your pom-poms and your cheerleader suit. You look menacing. Your high heels.
Hey, brother, you know, if I found out y'all going down now, and he gonna give you the back time. I'm coming. I'm gonna let you fuck me up.
Shit, we coming. We gonna do that. So you might as well gas your shit up in the morning and be ready to get your ass on the road. Bring that black Mustang with you. Bring that Mustang with you. After we bring with Tony, we gonna go out to that Pro Mod Mustang you got up there.
Hey, man.
The pipe sticking out the side, brother.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
The pipe
sticking
out the side.
The pipe
sticking out the side,
mate.
With that bad wing on the back.
Say, brother, you gonna get? Hey, I'm gonna get you a chance to get that old cash back, though. I ain't gonna lie to you, cause one thing I like about it, man. Hey, man, you're a good gambler, man. I appreciate it, though. I know you said it was eating caviar and eggs, steak and eggs in the morning. It was pretty nice. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Who'd you get that off of, Batman?
Oh, man. Oh, brother, I told you, buying them sweet, man. They sweet as Cimarron, man. How you doing? When you go down there, Tony, bring you a glass of milk. The Cimarron's already down there for you.
Hold on, Batman. Hold on, we up on y'all right now.
Oh, man. Yo, Trey, you got to get them off for you, Trey. They all over you, man.
You know how it is, man. They all over. They ain't just on me. They on your ass, too. So
I'm
doing a clean to them off of you.
Yeah, I know they're on my ass, too. I'm like you, they motherfucker. Right, this I've been taking me. Hey, Tracy, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I worked on this car all week. I dressed and put on a skirt, some high heels. We finna go dancing, man. She got on the dance floor at the damn floor with me Saturday.
Yeah, that happens. So, you know how it is, but trust me. When you can't go, you just keep going back and get it right. When you get it right, ain't no problem. I get it right. They know they're here for me. Let me get it down the track. I ain't gonna say a whole lot. I go 660 feet, feel good with it though. Right now, I can't even make it 660 feet, so I gotta go that far.
C-Town Tony, your mic is open.
Hey, this is C-Town Tony. Everybody, hello.
What up, man?
What up, yeah. C-Town?
Man, we've just been kind of quiet trying to get all of our stuff together. You know, everybody's kind of stepped it up a little bit. The Green Beach will be back out shortly. And the rest of them, they're getting their stuff together. And for myself and Jackie, you know, we know the car's gotten a lot faster out there, so we're just trying to step it up so we can hang with the best of them. We're going to do everything we can to come out to Carolina with y'all. You know, we just, with the cars around here in Texas, man, there's really... I mean, the fastest are right here in Texas. We're just trying to do the best we can to catch up with what's around here. We ain't scared. I'm telling you right now, we're going to be out there. You know, Birdman, we've been watching. We're there. We're just not out running around. We've been to all the races watching. I know everybody hadn't seen us, but we've been out there watching.
What kind of car y'all got?
We got a Chevy 2, Camaro, Mustang.
They all
know it's out there. It's a back half.
You from Dallas?
Yeah, it's from Costa County.
Okay.
Batman, I appreciate everything you said about us. We are a bunch of good guys. We'll help everybody out the track if they need anything.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know y'all some good guys, man. They some team players. Like I said,
I'll confirm that. They are good guys.
Last year was Test and Tune. This year, we're going to come out with Jackie on board. He's one of the best out there. I don't care what anybody says. He's putting everything. When we show up, my best foot will be forward. What we got. Win or lose, we ain't going back down, and we ain't going to ask for shit.
What kind of car are you talking about? Big Taco, Big Taco.
Brother Paul wants to say something. Somebody get him on 3-way. It's a little after 9 o'clock. I can't call out. If somebody get Brother Paul, he's trying to get back on.
Hey, what's the Big Taco or Little Taco y'all got back here?
The Chevy 2.
Little Taco, Big Taco.
Whatever you want.
I hear you.
It's the Texas Beast.
Texas Beast?
Yep.
Okay, so when y'all think y'all might have it out, now, Wes?
We'll be out. We're still putting it together.
One thing about it, Trey, when they come, they come in packs. They got about 10 or 12 cars over there, so they all come at one time. That's one thing I can't say about it. When they do come.
His name is Tony. Say Tony D.
Tony from C-Town.
Tony from C-Town.
And I ain't going to be screwing around.
I heard
and
that.
I'm a hard-ass working man trying to make it on a working man's pay, and that's what I'm doing. I've sold all my race cars. I'm down to one, and there ain't going to be no more playing around. And going about everything. I've talked about, you know, the reasonable about bets is the way to do it. We're not going to get out there.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, reasonable bet, man.
You saying what now?
We're just going to put our best foot forward, like I said.
Well, man, we're glad to see you out there, man. Can't wait to see you. Hey, time is heating up, man, and a lot of action will be coming up. It should be some good racing going on, and hey. Glad for you to come on the show, man, and step up to the
every Tuesday.
Well, I appreciate it. We're glad you can join in action, so we'll kind of know who you are and learn.
Them C-Town boys ain't never missed a race. They're always there.
They're the one that got C-Town on the Mississippi,
and they were sitting there, too.
They the one that got C-Town on the back one of the car?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all follow me.
They support all the racing.
Yeah,
Oh, that's great, man. Glad to have. Come on, show. Get your guys. Come on, show and fire somebody. Hey, do what you do. Y'all know, car. I have seen them cars with C-Town on the back windshield. So, hey, man, glad you come on, man.
What's up, Pete?
We're
okay,
we're
going.
It's just a little more time. We'll be there.
Come on, man. You won't be able to talk to
you? What? Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that, man. Y'all just keep chiming in and stepping up to the plate. And like I said, when you're ready, hey, people going to know who you are. We aim to try to do this right here and then leave and travel a little bit and do it elsewhere and get people to come in and just make good, that good action in Texas bigger and better all over. So that's what we're all trying to do, man, and I think it'd be a good thing because I believe the people from the East Coast, when they come here, they're going to know they got to fight and they're going to get their butt whooped. We ain't going to just let Tony Bynum keep coming by himself, getting taken his ass whooped. We got to get some other guys up. We all good.
Well,
hey, with that, go ahead.
I'm just going to say it seems like everybody named Tony always comes out on top one way or the other. Tony Bynum, Tony Thorne, and T-Town Tony. I've got a good group of guys that go with us. We help each other out. Yeah, I've always had fun. We've been to Houston, Mississippi, and Tony, Bob, you said exactly what you were going to do. You went down there and whooped their ass and came back. I don't know how else to tell you, but, yeah, we went to Shreveport. We've been everywhere, like they said. I enjoy it. You know, we just stepped it up a little bit more, and we're going to be out there. It's just, we're doing it right
now. Matt, y'all need to get that thing ready to go to South. Where is that at? North Carolina? That
Rocky National? North Carolina. July.
Yeah, we need all the Dallas cars we can get there.
We're coming.
At the World's National, man.
Yeah.
Well, not Dallas cars. How about Texas cars?
Yeah, we're trying to get the Texas cars out there they can see. So, World's National, July 5th and 6th, Rockingham, North Carolina, Texas is going to rock the rock. So,
somebody going to be at the World's National.
And instead of United we stand, how about Texas we stand, and we're going to go kick their ass.
Yeah, that's what we aim to do, man. That's what everybody here is aiming to do. So, hopefully we can get many people we go to travel out there, and hopefully we can unify, man, and travel out there with all our Texas Pride shirts on and hope we can fare well, man, let them guys know, hey, we standing up. So.
Oh, yeah, Tracy, by the way, I got a bunch of Texas shirts that I've been making, too, like I did last time in Hattiesburg. So if anybody want to get some, let me know. Call back, man, because I got a whole bunch of them that I'm getting made right now as we speak.
Okay.
I appreciate
it.
I got
off the
line.
Okay. See you later, T-Town. That last T-shirt I got from you, man, I washed that damn thing, and it comes up about my titties.
But get you a picture. Hey, I don't know what you watching is, but I know that was a good jersey shirt that I do know. So whatever you watch it is, you need to start washing it in it. You better wash it in hot water. You better wash it in cold water.
Yeah, they asked me to take that thing off last time I worked the track.
Well, come get you another one. I got a bunch of them, man. Get you
another
one.
All right.
I hope all those Texas boys that can make it can make it down there to that Grudge Nationals and put a good show on. I'm not just saying Dallas, Houston, or, you know, whoever, C-Town, all them guys, whoever else can make it. I don't know if y'all have ever been up there, but that's some real racing up there.
Yeah, I'm glad
don't go up there and try to buy somebody out. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up there and try to make the trip myself. I've been wanting to go up that way myself for a while.
That's more or less what I'm saving my black car for. But I will give that small block to back tire and run if you want to. But other than that, I'm going to just wait and go there. I've never been there, but I'm going to go this year.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
How fast you need to go, goddamn, because I don't want to make that goddamn trip, man. And I know I go by my goddamn self, but shit, I'm like you. I don't want to go down that goddamn brain no nights, no motherfucking gunfight.
You ain't
wait,
going down
there
by yourself. I promise you that we're going to be there.
No,
yeah,
they got cars
that in every class. They got the.
Yeah,
they got
you get in where you fit in. Get in where you fit in.
They got a little bit of everything and a whole lot of nothing, in my opinion.
Yeah, get it where you fit in. They just like us. They got cars. They got cars, fast cars. They got medium cars. They got intermediate cars. They ain't no
difference. Get in there, man.
Yeah, get in where you fit in.
Yeah.
You done been around long enough to pick and choose what you're looking at. You know what you're looking
at. Yeah,
I'm
pretty good at cool.
And if you're a gambler, you can gamble all day long on the starting line with no problems.
Yeah. I don't know. I know it's going to be a bad motherfucker. All I know.
Even if you don't take your car, you know, ride down there and support Texas.
Yeah, we go
Tony,
in. And
I'm like you. Tony, I'm like you. If that bitch got all pressure, that bitch going.
I know that we're taking my black car, my silver Mustang, the Hyde car, the Jackal car, and the Barney car. I know them right there is going.
If you don't do nothing, go for the experience. Go for the experience.
And probably going to take Bull's car, too.
I tell a lot of people, man, it's a lot of tracks around the United States that I would love to go to just to go. You know what I'm saying? Just to have the experience to go. You know, that's what I tell a lot of people, man. You know, man, there's a lot of people ain't been outside of Dallas, Texas, man. I tell them all the time, man, there's some other tracks out here that see different people, different faces, man. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Oh, everywhere I go,
if you ain't never been up there, you're in for a world different experience.
Yeah.
Never been in my life.
A lot of action out there. A lot of racing, a lot of action, and a lot of betting. So, you know, it's going to be seeing it at. With that nigga taking there, we're going to come.
You can get a bet on anything that pulls that land.
Yeah. All right, man. Again, we kind of a little bit after that hour. I like to try to close out here, man. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you got a topic you want to talk about, something you want to bring up next week, feel give me a call, shoot me a text. Hey, good luck to the High Jumping High crew coming from Dallas. Good luck to the Houston crew, the Birdman crew down in Houston. Hey, man, we see y'all guys on the weekend. Until then, man, we're gonna call it a night. We're gonna get out of here, man. And we're gonna keep it grudge, man. Let's keep it grudge.
I'll see y'all this weekend.
Okay.
That's a 10-foot.
Good night, everybody.